To be alive is the biggest fear humans have. Death is not the biggest fear we have. Our biggest fear is taking the risk to be alive and to express what we really are. Just being ourselves is the biggest fear of humans. What you are seeing and hearing right now is nothing but a dream. You're dreaming right now in this moment. You're dreaming with the brain awake. Dreaming is the main function of the mind. And the mind dreams 24 hours a day. It dreams when the brain is awake, and it also dreams when the brain is asleep. The difference is that when the brain is awake, there is a material frame that makes us perceive things in a linear way. When we go to sleep, we do not have the frame, and the dream has the tendency to change constantly. Humans are dreaming all the time. Before we were born, the humans before us created a big outside dream that we will call society's dream, or the dream of the planet. The dream of the planet is the collective dream of billions of smaller personal dreams, which together create a dream of a family, a dream of a community, a dream of a city, a dream of a country, and finally, a dream of the whole humanity. The dream of the planet includes all of society's rules, its beliefs, its laws, its religions, its different cultures and ways to be, its governments, schools, social events, and holidays. We are born with the capacity to learn how to dream. And the humans who live before us teach us how to dream the way society dreams. The outside dream has so many rules that when a new human is born, we hook the child's attention and introduce these rules into his or her mind. The outside dream uses mom and dad, the schools and religion to teach us how to dream. Attention is the ability we have to discriminate and to focus only on that which we want to perceive. We can perceive millions of things simultaneously, but using our attention, we can hold whatever we want to perceive in the foreground of our mind. The adults around us hooked our attention and put information into our minds through repetition. That is the way we learned everything we know. By using our attention, we learned a whole reality, a whole dream. We learned how to behave in society, what to believe and what not to believe, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, what is good and what is bad, what is beautiful and what is ugly, what is right and what is wrong. It was all there already. All that knowledge, all those rules and concepts about how to behave in the world. The outside dream hooks our attention and teaches us what to believe, beginning with the language that we speak. Language is the code for understanding and communication between humans. Every letter, every word in each language is an agreement. Once we understand the code, our attention is hooked, and the energy is transferred from one person to another. As children, we didn't have the opportunity to choose our beliefs, but we agreed with the information that was passed to us from the dream of the planet via other humans. As soon as we agree, we believe it, and this is called faith. To have faith is to believe unconditionally. That's how we learn as children. Children believe everything adults say. We agree with them, and our faith is so strong that the belief system controls our whole dream of life. The result is surrender to the beliefs with our agreement. And through this domestication, we learn how to live and how to dream. In human domestication, the information from the outside dream is conveyed to the inside dream, creating our whole belief system. First, the child is taught the names of things, mom, dad. Day by day, at home, at school, and from television, we are told how to live, what kind of behavior is acceptable. The outside dream teaches us how to be a human. And we also learn to judge. We judge ourselves, we judge other people, we judge the neighbors. We train our children whom we love so much the same way that we train any domesticated animal. When we went against the rules, we were punished. When we went along with the rules, we got a reward. Soon we became afraid of being punished and also afraid of not receiving the reward. With that fear of being punished and that fear of not getting the reward, we start pretending to be what we are not, just to please others, just to be good enough for someone else. And so we start acting. We pretend to be what we are not because we are afraid of being rejected. The fear of being rejected becomes the fear of not being good enough. Eventually, we become someone that we are not. All our normal tendencies are lost in the process of domestication. The domestication is so strong that at a certain point in our life, we no longer need anyone to domesticate us. We're so well trained that we are our own domesticator. We are an auto-domesticated animal. We can now domesticate ourselves according to the same belief system we were given and using the same system of punishment and reward. We punish ourselves when we don't follow the rules according to our belief system. We reward ourselves when we are the good boy or the good girl. Just as the government has a book of laws that rule the society's dream, our belief system is the book of laws that rules our mind. Without question, whatever is in that book of law is our truth. We base all of our judgments according to the book of law, even if these judgments go against our own inner nature. And these agreements rule our personal dream. There's something in our minds that judges everybody and everything. The inner judge uses what is in our book of law to judge everything we do and don't do, everything we think and don't think, and everything we feel and don't feel. Everything lives under the tyranny of this judge. Every time we do something that goes against the book of law, the judge says we are guilty. We need to be punished. We should be ashamed. This happens many times a day, day after day, for all the years of our lives. There's another part of us that receives the judgments, and this part is called the victim. The victim carries the blame, the guilt, and the shame. It is the part of us that says, "Poor me, I'm not good enough. I'm not intelligent enough. I'm not attractive enough. I'm not worthy of love." The big judge agrees and says, "Yes, you're not good enough." And this is all based on a belief system that we never chose to believe. These beliefs are so strong that even years later, when we're exposed to new concepts and try to make our own decisions, we find that these beliefs still control our lives. Whatever goes against the book of law will make you feel a funny sensation in your solar plexus, and it's called fear. Breaking the rules in the book of law opens your emotional wounds, and your reaction is to create emotional poison, because even if the book of law is wrong, it makes you feel safe. Anything that challenges what you believe is going to make you feel unsafe. That is why we need a great deal of courage to challenge our own beliefs. Because even if we know we didn't choose all these beliefs, it's also true that we agreed to all of them. All these laws exist in our mind. We believe them. And the judge inside us bases everything on these rules. The judge decrees, and the victim suffers the guilt and punishment. How many times do we pay for one mistake? The answer is thousands of times. The human is the only animal on earth that pays 1,000 times for the same mistake. The rest of the animals pay once for every mistake they make, but not us. We have a powerful memory. We make a mistake, we judge ourselves, we find ourselves guilty, and we punish ourselves. Every time we remember, we judge ourselves again, we are guilty again, and we punish ourselves again and again and again. If we have a wife or husband, he or she also reminds us of the mistake. So we can judge ourselves again, punish ourselves again, and find ourselves guilty again. How many times do we make our spouse, our children, or our parents pay for the same mistake? Every time we remember the mistake, we blame them again and send them all the emotional poison we feel at the injustice. And then we make them pay again for the same mistake. Is that justice? In the dream of the planet, it is normal for humans to suffer, to live in fear, and to create emotional dramas. The outside dream is not a pleasant dream. It is a dream of violence, a dream of fear, a dream of war, a dream of injustice. The personal dream of humans will vary, but globally, it is mostly a nightmare. If we look at human society, we see a place so difficult to live in because it is ruled by fear. Throughout the world, we see human suffering, anger, revenge, addictions, violence in the street, and tremendous injustice. Fear is controlling the outside dream. If we compare the dream of human society with the description of hell that religions all around the world have promulgated, we find they are exactly the same. Religions say that hell is a place of punishment, a place of fear, pain, and suffering, a place where the fire burns you. Whenever we feel the emotions of anger, jealousy, envy, or hate, we experience a fire burning within us. We are living in a dream of hell. If you consider hell as a state of mind, then hell is all around us. No human can condemn another to hell because we're already there. Others can put us into a deeper hell, true, but only if we allow this to happen. Every human has his or her own personal dream. And just like the society dream, it is often ruled by fear. Our personal dream can also become an ongoing nightmare where we suffer and live in a state of fear. But we don't need to dream a nightmare. It is possible to enjoy a pleasant dream. All of humanity is searching for truth, justice, and beauty. We are on an eternal search for the truth because we only believe in the lies we have stored in our mind. We keep searching and searching when everything is already within us. There is no truth to find. Wherever we turn our heads, all we see is the truth. But with the agreements and beliefs we have stored in our mind, we have no eyes for this truth. We don't see the truth because we are blind. What blinds us are all those false beliefs we have in our mind. It is as if we live in the middle of a fog that doesn't let us see any further than our own nose. This fog is our personal dream of life. Everything we believe about ourselves and the world, all the concepts we have about what we are, all the agreements we have made with others, with ourselves. During the process of domestication, we form an image of what perfection is in order to try to be good enough, in order to be accepted by everybody. But we don't fit this image. We create this image, but this image is not real. We reject ourselves. After domestication, it is no longer about being good enough for anybody else. We are not good enough for ourselves because we don't fit with our own image of perfection. We cannot forgive ourselves for not being what we wish to be, or rather, what we believe we should be. We cannot forgive ourselves for not being perfect. We know we are not what we believe we are supposed to be, and so we feel false, frustrated, and dishonest. We try to hide ourselves and we pretend to be what we are not. The result is that we feel unauthentic and wear social masks to keep others from noticing this. We judge others according to our image of perfection as well, and naturally, they fall short of our expectations. We dishonor ourselves just to please other people. We even do harm to our physical bodies just to be accepted by others. Humans punish themselves endlessly for not being what they believe they should be. They become very self-abusive, and they use other people to abuse themselves as well. But nobody abuses us more than we abuse ourselves. And it is the judge, the victim, and the belief system that make us do this. The way we judge ourselves is the worst judge that ever existed. In your whole life, nobody has ever abused you more than you have abused yourself. And the limit of your self-abuse is exactly the limit that you will tolerate from someone else. If someone abuses you a little more than you abuse yourself, you'll probably walk away from that person. But if someone abuses you a little less than you abuse yourself, you'll probably stay in the relationship and tolerate it endlessly. If you abuse yourself very badly, you can even tolerate someone who beats you up, humiliates you, and treats you like dirt. Why? Because in your belief system you say, I deserve it. This person is doing me a favor by being with me. I'm not worthy of love and respect. I'm not good enough. The more self-love we have, the less we will experience self-abuse. Self-abuse comes from self-rejection. And self-rejection comes from having an image of what it means to be perfect and never measuring up to that ideal. Our image of perfection is the reason we reject ourselves. It is why we don't accept ourselves the way we are, and why we don't accept others the way they are. Prelude to a New Dream. There are thousands of agreements you have made with yourself, with other people, with your dream of life, with society, with your parents, with your spouse, with your children. But the most important agreements are the ones you made with yourself. You tell yourself who you are, what you feel, what you believe, and how to behave. The result is what you call your personality. This is what I am. This is what I believe. I can do certain things and some things I cannot do. This is reality. That is fantasy. This is possible. That is impossible. One single agreement is not such a problem, but we have many agreements that make us suffer, that make us fail in life. If you want to live a life of joy and fulfillment, you have to find the courage to break those agreements that are fear-based and claim your personal power. The agreements that come from fear require us to expend a lot of energy. But the agreements that come from love help us to conserve energy and even gain extra energy. Each of us is born with a certain amount of personal power that we rebuild every day after we rest. Our personal power is dissipated by all the agreements we have created, and the result is that we feel powerless. We have just enough power to survive each day, because most of it is used to keep the agreements that trap us in the dream of the planet. How can we change the entire dream of our life when we have no power to change even the smallest agreement? If we can see that our agreements rule our life and we don't like the dream of our life, we need to change our agreements. Each time you break an agreement, all the power you use to create it returns to you. The transformation in your life will be amazing. You will see the drama of hell disappear right before your eyes. Instead of living in a dream of hell, you will be creating a new dream. To be alive is the biggest fear humans have. death is not the biggest fear we have. Our biggest fear is taking the risk to be alive and to express what we really are. Just being ourself is the biggest fear of humans. Be impeccable with your word. It sounds very simple, but it is very, very powerful. Your word is the power that you have to create. Through the word, you express your creative power. It is through the word that you manifest everything. What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will all be manifested through the word. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in your life. The word is the most powerful tool you have as a human. It is the tool of magic. Your word can create the most beautiful dream, or your word can destroy everything around you. Depending upon how it is used, the word can set you free, or it can enslave you even more than you know. All the magic you possess is based on your word. Your word is pure magic. The human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. The seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, a thought, and it grows. The word is like a seed. And the human mind is so fertile. Seeing the awesome power of the word, we must understand what power comes out of our mouths. One fear or doubt planted in our mind can create an endless drama of events. One word is like a spell, and humans use the word like black magicians, thoughtlessly putting spells on each other. Every human is a magician, and we can either put a spell on someone with our word, or we can release someone from a spell. We cast spells all the time with our opinions. During our domestication, our parents and siblings gave their opinions about us without even thinking. We believed these opinions, and we lived in fear over these opinions. Someone gives an opinion and says, "Look, this girl is ugly." The girl listens, believes she is ugly, and grows up with the idea that she is ugly. It doesn't matter how beautiful she is. As long as she has that agreement, she will believe that she is ugly. That is the spell that she is under. By hooking our attention, the word can enter our mind and change a whole belief for better or worse. You may believe you're stupid, and you may have believed this for as long as you can remember. This agreement can be very tricky, causing you to do a lot of things just to ensure that you are stupid. Then one day, someone hooks your attention, and using the word, lets you know that you are not stupid. You believe what the person says and make a new agreement. As a result, You no longer feel or act stupid. A whole spell is broken just by the power of the word. Conversely, if you believe you are stupid and someone hooks your attention and says, "Yes, you are really the most stupid person I have ever met," the agreement will be reinforced and become even stronger. The M in impeccable means without. Impeccable means without sin. Religions talk about sin and sinners. But let's understand what it really means to sin. A sin is anything you do that goes against yourself. Everything you feel, or believe, or say that goes against yourself is a sin. You go against yourself when you judge or blame yourself for anything. Being without sin is exactly the opposite. Being impeccable is not going against yourself. When you are impeccable, you take responsibility for your actions, but you do not judge or blame yourself. The whole concept of sin changes from something moral or religious to something common sense. Sin begins with rejection of yourself. Self-rejection is the biggest sin that you commit. If I see you in the street and I call you stupid, it appears that I'm using the word against you. But really, I'm using my word against myself. Because you're going to hate me for this. And your hating me is not good for me. Therefore, if I get angry and with my word send all that emotional poison to you, I'm using the word against myself. If you make an agreement with yourself to be impeccable with your word, the truth will manifest through you and clean all the emotional poison that exists within you. The word is pure magic. The most powerful gift we have as humans, and we use it against ourselves. Misuse of the word is how we pull each other down and keep each other in a state of fear and doubt. Whenever we hear an opinion and believe it, we make an agreement, and it becomes part of our belief system. There's an old expression that says, "Misery likes company," and people who are suffering in hell don't want to be all alone. Using the analogy of the human mind as a computer, gossip can be compared to a computer virus. A computer virus is a piece of computer language written in the same language all the other codes are written in, but with a harmful intent. This code is inserted into the program of your computer when you least expect it. Imagine that every single time others gossip to you, they insert a computer virus into your mind, causing you to think a little less clearly every time. Then imagine that in an effort to clean up your own confusion and get some relief from the poison, you gossip and spread these viruses to someone else. When we see the world through a computer virus, it is easy to justify the cruelest behavior. What we don't see is that misuse of our word is putting us deeper into hell. We must begin to understand what the word is and what the word does. You begin begin to see all the changes that can happen in your life. First, in the way you deal with yourself, and later, in the way you deal with other people. Especially those you love the most. Any emotional poison will eventually be cleaned from our mind and from our communication and our personal relationships. Impeccability of the word will also give you immunity from anyone putting a negative spell on you. When you are impeccable with your word, you feel good, you feel happy, and at peace. To be impeccable with your word is very powerful. Use the word in the correct way. Use the word to share your love, beginning with yourself. Impeccability of the word can lead you to personal freedom, to huge success and abundance. It can take away all fear and transform it into joy and love. You can transcend the dream of fear and live a different life. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. You take it personally because you agree with whatever was said. As soon as you agree, the poison goes through you. Personal importance, or taking things personally, is the maximum expression of selfishness, because we make the assumption that everything is about me. During the period of our education or our domestication, we learn to take everything personally. We think we are responsible for everything. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one we live in. Even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Their point of view comes from all the programming they received during domestication. Taking things personally makes you easy prey for these predators, the black magicians. They can hook you easily with one little opinion and feed you whatever poison they want, and because you take it personally, you eat it up. You eat all their emotional garbage, and now it becomes your garbage. But if you do not take things personally, you are immune in the middle of hell. Whatever you feel and do is just a projection of your own personal dream. A reflection of your own agreements. It is the way you see the world. Others are going to have their own opinion according to their belief system. You may even tell me, hey, what you're saying is hurting me. But it is not what I am saying that is hurting you. It is that you have wounds that I touch by what I have said. You are hurting yourself. There is no way that I can take this personally. Not because I don't believe in you or don't trust you, but because I know that you see the world with different eyes. Your eyes. You create an entire picture or movie in your mind. And in that picture, you are the director. You are the producer. You are the main actor or actress. Everyone else is a secondary actor or actress. It is your movie. The way you see that movie is according to the agreements you have made with life. Your point of view is something personal to you. It is no one's truth but yours. Whatever people do, feel, think, or say, don't take it personally. If they tell you how wonderful you are, they're not saying that because of you. You know you're wonderful. It is not necessary to believe other people who tell you that you're wonderful. Don't take anything personally. Even if someone got a gun and shot you in the head, it was nothing personal. Even at that extreme. Even the opinions you have about yourself are not necessarily true. Therefore, you don't need to take whatever you hear in your own mind personally. All of those agreements we have made are not necessarily compatible with each other. Every agreement is like a separate living being with its own personality. There are conflicting agreements that go against other agreements, and on until it becomes a big war in the mind. Humans are addicted to suffering at different levels and to different degrees. And we support each other in maintaining these addictions. Humans agree to help each other suffer. If you have the need to be abused, you'll find it easy to be abused by others. Wherever you go, you will find people lying to you. And as your awareness grows, you'll notice that you also lie to yourself. Do not expect people to tell you the truth, because they also lie to themselves. You have to trust yourself and choose to believe or not to believe what someone says to you. When we really see other people as they are, without taking it personally, we can never be hurt by what they say or do. Even if others lie to you, it's okay. They're lying to you because they're afraid. They're afraid you will discover that they are not perfect. It is painful to take off that social mask. If others say one thing but do another, you're lying to yourself if you don't listen to their actions. But if you're truthful with yourself, you'll save yourself a lot of emotional pain. Telling yourself the truth about it may hurt, but you don't need to be attached to the pain. You'll find that you don't need to trust others as much as you need to trust yourself to make the right choices. When you make it a strong habit not to take anything personally, you avoid many upsets in your life. Your anger, jealousy, and envy will disappear. And even your sadness will simply disappear if you don't take things personally. You'll find that nothing can put you back into hell. There is a huge amount of freedom that comes to you when you take nothing personally. You become immune to black magicians. And no spell can affect you, regardless of how strong it may be. The whole world can gossip about you, and if you don't take it personally, you are immune. Someone can intentionally send emotional poison, and if you don't take it personally, you will not eat it. When you don't take the emotional poison, it becomes even worse in the sender, but not in you. Taking nothing personally helps you to break many habits and routines that trap you in the dream of hell and cause needless suffering. You begin to break dozens of teeny tiny agreements that cause you to suffer. As you make a habit of not taking anything personally, you won't need to place your trust in what others do or say. You will only need to trust yourself to make responsible choices. When you truly understand this and refuse to take things personally, you can hardly be hurt by the careless comments or actions of others. You can say yes, or you can say no, whatever you choose, without guilt or self-judgment. You can choose to follow your heart always. Don't take anything personally. The New Dream. I want you to forget everything you have learned in your whole life. This is the beginning of a new understanding, a new dream. The dream you are living is your creation. It is your perception of reality that you can change at any time. You have the power to create hell. And you have the power to create heaven. Why not dream a different dream? Why not use your imagination and your emotions? Imagine that you have the ability to see the world with different eyes whenever you choose. Each time you open your eyes, you see the world around you in a different way. Close your eyes now, and then open them and look outside. Using your imagination and your new eyes of perception, I want you to see yourself living a new life, a new dream. A life where you don't need to justify your existence, and you are free to be who you really are. Imagine that you have permission to be happy and to really enjoy your life. Your life is free of conflict with yourself and with others. Imagine living your life without fear of expressing your dreams. know what you want, what you don't want, and when you want it. You are free to change your life the way you really want to. Imagine living your life without the fear of being judged by others. You no longer rule your behavior according to what others may think about you. You have no need to control anyone. And no one controls you either. Imagine living your life without judging others. You can easily forgive others and let go of any judgments that you have. You don't have the need to be right. And you don't need to make anyone else wrong. You respect yourself and everyone else, and they respect you in return. You're no longer afraid to be rejected, and you don't have the need to be accepted. You can walk in the world with your heart completely open and not be afraid to be hurt. Imagine living your life without being afraid to take a risk and to explore life. You're not afraid to lose anything. You're not afraid to be alive in the world. And you're not afraid to die. Imagine that you love yourself just the way you are. The reason I ask you to imagine these things is because they're all entirely possible. You can live in the state of grace, the state of bliss. Only love has the ability to put you in that state of bliss. Being in bliss is like being in love. You're floating in the clouds. You're perceiving love wherever you go. It is entirely possible to live this way all the time. This way of life is possible, and it's in your hands. But your identity is mixed with the dream of the planet. All of your beliefs and agreements are there in the fog. Suffering makes you feel safe because you know it so well. But there's really no reason to suffer. The only reason you suffer is because you choose to suffer. If you look at your life, you'll find many excuses to suffer. But a good reason to suffer, you will not find. The same is true for happiness. The only reason you're happy is because you choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice, and so is suffering. Maybe we cannot escape from the destiny of the human. But we have a choice, to suffer our destiny or to enjoy our destiny, to suffer or to love and be happy. Everyone talks about freedom. All around the world, different people, different races, different countries are fighting for freedom. But what is freedom? Are we free to be who we really are? True freedom has to do with the human spirit. It is the freedom to be who we really are. Who stops us from being free? We blame the government. We blame the weather. We blame our parents, our religion, or God. Who really stops us from being free? We stop ourselves. What does it really mean to be free? What stops us? Why can't we be ourselves? We have memories of long ago when we used to be free and we loved being free. But we've forgotten what freedom really means. If we see a child who is 2 or 3, perhaps 4 years old, we find a free human. Why is this human free? Because this human does whatever he or she wants to do. The human is completely wild, just like a flower, a tree, or an animal that has not been domesticated. They're exploring the world. They're not afraid to play. These humans have a big smile on their faces, and they're having fun. They don't worry about the past, don't care about the future, and only live in the present moment. Very young children are not afraid to express what they feel. They're so loving that if they perceive love, they melt into love. They are not afraid to love at all. Our normal human tendency is to enjoy life, to play, to explore, to be happy, and to love. You don't need to blame your parents for teaching you to be like them. What else could they teach you but what they know? It is time to be free from the role of the victim. The real you is still a little child who never grew up. Sometimes that little child comes out when you're having fun, or playing, or expressing yourself in some way. These are the happiest moments of your life, when the real you comes out, when you don't care about the past and you don't worry about the future. You are childlike. The freedom we're looking for is the freedom to be ourselves, to express ourselves. But if we look at our lives, we'll see that most of the time we do things just to please others. We need to be aware of what the problem is in order to solve the problem. With awareness, you can rebel and say, "This is enough." You can look for a way to heal and transform your personal dream. If you go into the dream and start challenging your beliefs, you'll find that most of the beliefs that guided you into the wounded mind are not even true. You'll find that you suffered all those years of drama for nothing. Why? Because the belief system that was put inside your mind is based on lies. That is why it is important for you to master your own dream. Your life is the manifestation of your dream. It is an art. And you can change your life anytime if you aren't enjoying the dream. Dream masters create a masterpiece of life. They control the dream by making choices. Everything has consequences. And the dream master is aware of the consequences. It is a way of life where there are no leaders and no followers, where you have your own truth and live your own truth. From the Toltec point of view, all humans who are domesticated are sick. They are sick because there is a parasite that controls the mind and controls the brain. The food for the parasite are the negative emotions that come from fear. The parasite can be compared to a monster with 1,000 heads. Every head of the parasite is one of the fears that we have. If we want to be free, we have to destroy the parasite. Every time we face one of the fears, we are a little more free. If we don't give the parasite any food, we kill the parasite by starvation. To do this, we have to gain control of our emotions. We have to refrain from fueling the emotions that come from fear. The way you are living now is the result of many years of domestication. You cannot expect to break the domestication in one day. We are addicted to being the way we are. We are addicted to anger, jealousy, and self-pity. We are addicted to the beliefs that tell us, I'm not good enough, I am not intelligent enough, why even try? All of these old agreements which rule our dream of life are the result of repeating them over and over. You need to put repetition in action. Practicing the new agreements in your life is how your best becomes better. Repetition makes the master. Every day we awake with a certain amount of mental, emotional, and physical energy that we spend throughout the day. If we allow our emotions to deplete our energy, we have no energy to change our life or to give to others. The way you see the world will depend upon the emotions you're feeling. We are able to break our domestication, become free again, and heal our mind. This is the beginning of a new understanding, a new dream, and it's in your hands. Dream you are living is your creation.